Let's look at it very quickly in Matthew chapter number 27. Matthew 27. We'll start in verse number 33. The Bible says, "And when they were come to unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall, and when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. They crucified him and parted his garments, and casting lots, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord, by the prophet, they parted my garments among them, and upon my vestures they cast lots. Sitting down, they watched him there." Set up over his head, his accusation written, "This is Jesus, King, the King of the Jews." Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and the other on the left. They that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, "Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself, if thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise, also the chief priests mocking him, and the scribes and elders said, "He saved others; himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. Trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.' The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, 'Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani,' that is to say, 'My God, why hast thou forsaken me?' And some of them that stood there, when they heard that, they said, 'This man called for Elias.' And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, 'Let us see whether Elias will come to save him.' Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost." Think about this. Think about everything that Christ went through. We won't take time to read everything that Christ went through, but I want you to just picture in your mind tonight of Calvary. These Roman soldiers, this ain't the first time they had ever done a crucifixion. They were actually good about it. They actually knew what they were doing. They knew how to torture people. They knew how to put them in agony. We know Pilate said, "I find no fault in him," but yet he was willing to give Jesus over to die. But you know, the good thing about this is Jesus was not forced to die. I don't believe he was forced to die. You say, "How do you know that?" The Bible says he laid his life down for us. Bible says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd layeth his life down for the sheep." Who are the sheep tonight? We are the sheep. The Bible says in Isaiah 53, and we'll look at this here in just a minute, but it says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. A lot of times people would look at our life and maybe look at your life and my life, and they would see things that they don't like. And then they would see things that we went astray on, and guess what? Sometimes they'll follow. People will follow. Y'all understand that? They'll follow. It's like a young boy that's following his older brother. He'll follow him, and his brother goes astray. Guess what he's going to do? He's going to go astray. Unless he sees something different. Unless he goes a different direction. I'm thankful Jesus Christ came and died on the cross. Aren't you? I'm thankful he came and died and was willing to take everything that he went through. He was beat. He was mocked. He was slapped. I believe he was slapped. I believe they whipped him. I believe they took the cat of nine tails and whipped him. So how do you believe that? Because it's all in the Bible. It's all in his precious word. And I believe every bit of the Bible. Don't y'all? I believe the Bible is the word of God. Everything that Jesus went through, everything that you and I go through tonight is nothing compared to what the Savior had to go through for us. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2 that he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He was willing to humble himself. He left all of heaven. He left all of the glory. He left all of the hallelujahs, all the holy, holy, holies from the angel, everything, the worthy is the Lamb, all the praise that he was getting up in heaven. He left all of that. He left the splendors of heaven to come and die for you and to die for me. What a wonderful Savior. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Amen. Think about it. By his stripes we are healed. With his blood we are sealed. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Psalm chapter 22 is a very, very similar passage of scripture when it comes to the death of Christ. And if you, I encourage you to read through all of Psalm chapter 22. But you find in verse number 1 a phrase that Jesus even said on the cross. As he said it there in verse number 46 of chapter 27 of Matthew. It's verse number 1. It says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Think about this. Think about this. Think, the Bible says in verse number 7, all they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from my womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me, strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water. Here's another thing. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death. Jesus Christ died. He was willing to take everything for you. What a Savior. Isaiah chapter 52, verse number 13, down to verse number 15. I want you to see these passages. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. Verse number 14. As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. They beat him so badly you couldn't even recognize who he was. But I got news for you, friend. There's one day coming where every eye is going to behold him. And they're not just going to look at him and they're not going to say, man, we don't even know who he is. He don't even look like a man. They're going to say, that's King Jesus. That's the one. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. He's the one that's in control. He's the one that died on the cross. He is King Jesus. All eyes are going to be on him one day and they're going to recognize him. even though his visage was so marred that you couldn't even recognize him. You couldn't even recognize he was a man. It was so marred. But you know what? One day they'll look at him in the eyes and they'll say, that is Jesus. That is the Son of God. You say, how do you know that? The Bible says every knee should bow, things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Jesus Christ humbled himself and became willing and became obedient unto death, the Bible says, even the death of the cross. That's why he said, wherefore God hath also highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, not anybody else's name, but at the name of Jesus, that's when every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess. He's given him a name which is above every name. There's not a king on the earth that's going to be standing in God's presence. They'll be kneeling in God's presence. There's not a human being on earth that's going to say, look at what I've done. They're going to be saying, look what he did. Look what he did. I encourage you to take time to read Isaiah 53. My, what a wonderful chapter. What a wonderful chapter. Notice to me verse number 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Verse number 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And I say tonight in closing, hallelujah, what a Savior. What a Savior. The songwriter said, man of sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Guilty, vile, and helpless we, spotless Lamb of God was he, full atonement. Can it be? Hallelujah! What a Savior! When he comes, our glorious King, all his ransomed home will sing. Then anew this song will sing. Hallelujah! What a Savior, bearing shame and scoffing rude, in my place condemned he stood, sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah, what a Savior. Let's be reminded of Calvary, because I promise you this. If you keep on Calvary and you keep thinking about Calvary, you'll have more grace about you, have more patience. How of us need more patience sometimes? We need more grace sometimes. We need more mercy sometimes. Maybe let's just need help, period. Amen. I need it. Amen. And I focus on Calvary. When I do, I get help that I need. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your love and your mercy. I pray, God, that you'll just help us tonight. Lord, thank you for everything you do. In Jesus' name, amen.